In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Someone said that the Catholic Church is sancta et meretrix, holy and sinful. It is made up of human persons with their deficiencies. There have even been sinful popes. But despite the shadows of the past, her light continues to shine as never before, and continues to illuminate the paths of the world with the rays of wisdom and truth. The Catholic Church is the Church founded by Christ, and He promised that it will never be destroyed by the forces of evil. Please read Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 to know more about this. The Catholic Church has gone through many difficult moments in which it seemed that the Church was going to succumb to the growth of heresies, or to the power of kings, or to the growing disbelief of the faithful. But the Catholic Church has always come out on top and will always be present in the world to guide it on the path of peace and truth. We want to share our small contribution to get to know our Catholic Church better and to love her as one loves a mother, with all her defects and virtues, and to know how to defend her from those who offend her and would like her disappearance. The Catholic Church, with its lights and shadows, with its saints and sinners, is the Church founded by Christ and belongs to Christ. Hopefully, all Catholics are fully convinced of the truth of our faith and know how to share it with others as good missionaries of the Kingdom of God. We dedicate this video to all who sincerely seek the truth. There is no shortage of people with bad intentions who talk about the treasures of the Vatican as if the Pope and those who live with him lived in luxury like great billionaires, who take advantage of people's ignorance. All of this is so false. The Pope is a worker who gives us all an example of effort and sacrifice, who works until late at night, despite his years. Those who talk about treasures seem to imagine rooms full of gold bars, chests full of jewels, or millions of dollars. Could you tell us which and how many are these treasures and where are they? If you refer to the cultural treasures in the Vatican, we will tell you that these treasures, such as paintings, images, ornaments, and old books, have no commercial value. They are exhibited in museums, where everyone can admire them. Is there any intelligent person who believes that by selling all the works of art in the Vatican, or in the churches of the whole world, poverty would end in the world? Would it do any good to give away all the money raised? Would world poverty be solved by giving money to the poor? If there is no personal maturity, if there is no social justice, there will be no development, but rather more vices and spending on useless things. When Pope St. John Paul II made his first trip to Brazil, he visited a family in a favela. Touched, he left them his Pope's ring, but they did not sell it. They keep it in the neighborhood chapel as a sign of the Pope's love for the poor. It must be made clear that there is no relationship between the alleged riches of the Vatican and poverty in the world. There is no cause and effect relationship. On an official level, the Church collects in all the churches of the world the mite of St. Peter, some $70 million, and distributes it exclusively to poor places in third world countries. On the other hand, we must not forget that the Church cares for thousands and thousands of poor students, the sick, half of those with HIV/AIDS, lepers, and disabled people throughout the world. It has many institutions dedicated to charity. Let us remember the 4,000 nuns of St. Teresa of Calcutta, also known as Mother Teresa of Calcutta, to give just one example. How many religious institutes dedicated to the education of youth, like the Salesians of Don Bosco? How many institutions to promote a more dignified life for the poor? Let's also remember that the Catholic Church was the one who began to build hospitals and universities in Europe, who promoted education for centuries, who fought against slavery, and who cares more than anyone about immigrants, orphans, the disabled, and street children. The Vatican, as an independent state, has a budget, which according to the Monsignor President of the Prefecture for the Economic Affairs of the Holy See, had a deficit due to restoration works on buildings within the Vatican territory. In the year 1989, its budget was less than half that of the Italian Parliament. Catholics throughout the world offer smaller annual donations than those offered to their church by the 2 million American Adventists, or Jehovah's Witnesses, or those of the Unification Sect or Moon Sect, who invest their capital throughout the world, and sometimes in not very lawful things. For this reason, talking about the riches of the Vatican seems ridiculous. And let us not forget that the famous Vatican riches in works of art were accumulated by the popes throughout the centuries and are now the heritage of humanity. In fact, in Rome, almost half of the people live on income from tourism, created precisely by the investments of the popes. If these treasures were sold, they would only serve for the enjoyment of a few millionaires who could buy them. Now, they are at the service of and for the enjoyment of all. And at the same can be said of the Vatican archives and libraries with very old books. In conclusion, no one who has a healthy mental state can propose that the Vatican sell its artistic treasures to give the money to the poor, since the world would lose these treasures that are for the benefit of humanity, and the poor would not stop being poorer. The fact that throughout history, there have been and may be ecclesiastics attached to the powerful and lovers of luxury and wealth does not mean that they are all the same. In the Catholic Church, there have been and always will be saints and sinners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.